and Christina,
and you're tuning in to Seat for Every Ass. Cheers to 10 years of business. I don't even know if I can reach over towards you.
Oh, don't spill on the mohair. Because mohair...
It's actually extremely cleanable.
It is.
And, no,
it's natural.
It's but insanely it's not durable. Like
the performance fabrics.
It is. It's the most durable. It really is. For high-end fabrics, but it's just insanely expensive. So because of that reason, we use a lot of performance fabrics because they're usually a lot more cost-friendly than a mohair. But it is. It's really, really, really durable. There's been a lot of nights in here where people have spilt a lot of things.
Not me. 100%. Uh-huh. Not me.
There was right one night, remember?
That red wine. Oh my gosh, that was so bad.
But anyways, cheers to 10 years and cheers to an insanely exciting announcement that we are going to announce right now.
The ring, ding, 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 ding.
The line, the drop, the drop of the Wydell & Buschetti custom sofa line that is called Derriere is going to be out now and everyone can shop it. It has evolved and become a collection because basically in all the years of us designing, we've been designing so many custom sofas and people kept coming to us and saying, can I buy a sofa from you? And, you know, our clients love the sofas. And it was like, ding, 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 ding. We need to come out with our own custom line and that everyone can shop and from our website. And it's our designs. It's our favorite fabrics, favorite materials, favorite patterns, favorite colors.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, it's like a no-brainer for us.
But most importantly, though, it's like insanely comfortable.
Insanely comfortable and durable.
Durability to the nines. So I think what we should start off our episode today, Christina, is with the test.
Okay.
All right.
So when we usually do this every single client because they don't believe us usually because it's so crazy that this fabric is literally bulletproof.
Yeah. To think like when a designer says to their client, you don't have to worry. Your friends can spill wine.
You have messy husbands.
It's also ink resistant as well. Like so if a kid uses a Sharpie or a highlighter, whatever it is, totally comes up and cleans up. And at first they never believe us. And then we show them and they're like, oh, sold, done. Now, I want to tell you, this is not like buying restoration hardware, okay? We're not buying a sofa and just picking a fabric. This is fully, fully, fully custom. We're talking as custom gets. We hand drew all of this. We've sat with our own asses on all the sofas. We've tested the seats. We've pulled the fill. We know exactly what we want. The like, depths, the lengths, the seat heights,
the ratio,
like all of it.
Yeah.
We've perfected these sofas.
It's like a science.
It really is. And we've also done so much research in terms of fabrics that we believe in that this is why you buy custom and why you buy custom from Wydell & Buschetti and why you're going to want a Derriere sofa. So, okay, Christina, show them how cool this is.
Don't get the wine on the floor. Okay, so this is red wine, Cabernet to be exact. And
this is our amazing fabrics. Yeah, a velvet.
You can see how like soft and luxurious it is. So here you are with your messy husband who, spills. And I spill on the actual table, but that's okay because it just wipes off. But as you can see, it literally just kind of moves around. And then all you have to do is literally blot and it's gone. Literally gone.
Like it's insane. Red wine, gone, gone.
Did we just use something else? No, we just used paper towels.
And if you need to do a little bit further of cleaning, just Dawn soap and water. But how incredible is that?
If we've been there for a long period of time, it doesn't ever saturate in. And that's like the biggest selling point. Like it doesn't saturate. It would just kind of like trickle down the cushion or whatever. But yeah.
So we started doing custom because one of our clients was extremely tall. He was close to 7 feet, and we needed to create sofas for him that he could fit on. And that's when we really started diving into our custom. And at first, one of the first sofas that we designed was this modular shaped sofa. I'll never forget. I was like really excited when we were designing this because not only could everyone sit on it, but there was a section where if he wanted to totally lie flat and watch the TV, his whole entire body could lie flat and watch the TV while all of his other friends were sitting around the sofa. And then on the back end, the friends that were like in the dining room space could sit on the back side. So it was just this really cool concept of just not a U-shaped sofa. It was completely conversational.
It also wrapped, because it was a high-rise building, it had columns. So it wrapped actually around the column into the other area.
Right.
Like,
and like you could only do that if you actually drew this from scratch and fully fitted it out in the space. Again, I know that a lot of people are like, oh, I bought a custom sofa from Restoration Hardware. Like, that's not custom. It's not custom. Custom is not just picking a fabric. Custom is literally having a bespoke piece for yourself. And that's what it's about. And as that evolved, we started evolving in terms of like different styles, and like even this that we're sitting on right now, like this is a custom banquette. Like we started getting heavily into banquettes, which was
banquettes are so fun.
So fun. And we love putting them in lounges. We love putting them in kitchen spaces, even just like little nooks and crannies throughout like people's houses. Like we have one in the foyer of our Short Hills project. Like you walk in, there's a little banquette that goes, like it's nuzzled into the little curve of the stairs. And obviously when they walk in from the front door, they sit down, they take their shoes off. So custom is just really fun. You can get as crazy as you want. You can also keep it super tailored back, but it's about like what the client wants. And I think that's when you and I were like, okay, we're so sick of our clients, you know, saying like they can't have this nice piece because their kid's going to ruin it or their messy friends or whatever. And also price points too. And we're like, listen, you're already buying the cloud from Restoration Hardware. Why don't you buy a sofa from us that maybe is even the same price as the cloud or maybe a little bit more, but you're going to live with this piece and you're going to love this piece. And no one loves the cloud when they have it. Like,
I know.
It's like so messy. I can't. It's too messy. It's a slop. It's too messy. Slop kebab. They should just call it slop kebab.
I know. It's just, they try.
They do. It
doesn't really work.
But then as we got into custom sofas and banquettes, we also got into custom millwork. That was a whole nother avenue for us. Like the custom millwork, and we started designing all our own kitchens, all our own bathrooms. So
yeah, every vanity is pretty much custom because vanities are one of the worst things.
You can't find them.
No, you can't.
You can't find them. And when a client is coming to someone like us and they're spending, you know, a lot of money to hire a designer, like, don't you want custom? You want everything to feel one of a kind and specific for you. And like, I mean, there's just so many amazing elements of designing custom.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, even like our vanities, when we put the hot component drawer in there, and like I just went upstairs to like freshen up, and there's my hot component drawer. I can put my hair dryer, my hairspray, my brushes, and everything in one.
Charge your phone.
You can put your hot iron in there. Like, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and it's all hidden.
Well, that's something that we love too, is to hide the mess. Just hide everything. But let's go back to the custom sofa line. So I would say one thing that we love about the line is that it really is a seat for every ass. There are tons of different styles. We've got 9 styles. They're all very, very different. Some have curves. Some are very boxy. Some have sharp angles. But they all are so comfy, cozy. As we were like going, we were brainstorming about names and everything. So first, Christine and I have been talking about the podcast for a really long time. Well, over the past several months of last year. And finally, we were on board. We're going to do the podcast. And we always, in our meetings with vendors, like, they'll show us stuff. And we're like, oh, my God, we really don't like that. And then I'll joke or you'll joke. And we always say, like, there's a seat for every ass. So
I also say, like, did they do their research? Because they shouldn't be coming here with this stuff.
But there's a seat for every ass.
And it's not ours.
And as we started diving into that, we started really evolving into, like, what does that mean? And then that's when, like, we started talking about, like, the sofa line and, like, what are we going to call it? And at first, Christine and I are like huge lovers of wine. So here we are naming like every sofa a Cabernet or any type of red wine name that we can find, right? And then like that like was fine, but like it didn't really feel like it was like resonating between the two of us. And we weren't like, we just weren't vibing with it. And then all of a sudden we were like, okay, what do you do with a sofa? You sit on it, right? And then we have our podcast, which is a seat for every ass. So then we're like, all right, we're going to name it like a seat, right? What do you sit on? You use your ass to sit on it. So then that's where derriere came up.
Derriere.
Because who doesn't love a French saying? And then we're like, but what's an ass? It's a donkey. And the donkeys are in our pictures. So then we started naming each sofa a name of a donkey. So every sofa is named after what is the term for donkeys. So you'll see that when it comes out. But I think it's really fun. It's so fun. And it's play.
It's really cool, too. Like, it's a play on words.
Jeanette, Jenny,
yeah,
Burrow.
Yeah.
And like, it's so cool.
Definitely, like, from watching, like, seeing those names, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I never even realized that.
But and also, like, derriere is, like, a cool name, too. Like, you don't really think about it. Like, I don't know. It really did evolve, though. It came together.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Again, organically happened, just like everything else in our life. So, that was good. It was good. When it comes to custom designs, it's not just about taking a picture and making it happen. It really does come down to the technical side. And, like, that's something Christine and I, like, we don't do. And
we understand. We just
We know how to read it. We just don't know how to draw.
Because on a napkin.
Yeah. Which is
chicken scratch.
But I think it's really important for, you know, designers to understand and clients to understand the amount of technical skills that go into actually producing custom pieces. And as you and I really started to dive more into custom and wanting to give this service to our clients, we really did then start to hire a different type of designer. Like, it wasn't just someone that could produce easy drawings. These were, like, really skilled drawings. And it is not easy. And so, like, I think that was something that became really an important investment in our business as we were growing the business. So when we are creating a custom sofa, for example, the first thing that Christine and I do is we go to our designers that we're working with and we show them the ideas and we give them what we really want to see. Like, here's the inspo. It might be even merging like two pictures together.
Two or three or four.
Right. But here's our inspiration and this is what we're looking for. And we really do give them the opportunity to run with that creativity and come back to us with a really beautiful drawing. So
that
that
we usually need to tweak.
Yeah.
After we see like what they think compared to like what we're thinking.
Sometimes they nail it. Other times they don't. Like there is one sofa in our line right now that was extremely hard to get. But finally we got there and it looks even better than ever now because we did even more tweaks on it. But it's really exciting to see the process of custom from like start to finish. So you come from like a napkin drawing or an inspiration page picture to a CAD drawing to then sent to manufacturer to then a rendering of it. And then there's actually the real picture of it when it's finished in the house.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of crazy. It's like almost making your own little baby. Like, you think, like, okay, this is what I want. A boy.
Yeah.
He has brown hair. He has blue eyes.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know, because I love blue eyes. But no, like, when you're literally creating something, like a custom piece, that actually,
it's coming to life.
Yeah, it's coming to life, but also
you
like
birthed
that
it.
That is pretty much, that's going to be like the star of the room, right? And like everything else comes.
But it's also, it's just so special too, because again,
because so you're wait, how did I do that?
Okay, so Christina, what is your favorite custom piece that like either you personally have in your own home or like that we've done for a client? Like, what would be the top best piece?
Well, I don't know. In my own home, easily enough, you know, when I had an oddly shaped den. So, like, that was pretty hard to figure out, like, making that sofa, like, actually go with all the
I'm
lines.
Shocked that's your favorite one in
it's
your
not
house.
My favorite. I just think
I have that. A different one for your house that would be
Which
my
one?
Favorite.
The table?
No.
The dining table. Oh,
no.
The dining table is also one, too.
I would say Hudson's bed. It's, like, such Hudson's an iconic bed for him and, like, such a big hit on the Instagram, but
it's on the Instagram.
I feel like in terms of your house, that was like my favorite custom piece. Cause to me, it was like, I mean, it's huge too for that little guy, even though he's not little whatsoever. But like, it's a, I mean, it's a big ass bed, but it's so cool. And I think that, I don't know, it was just like the beginning of
the Pierre Frey
of the house.
Fabric was just perfect for him because he just, it just matched. But the dining.
And if you guys follow us on Instagram, you know exactly what bed it is. It is a king size bed. It's got these awesome arches with this really fun geometric fabric from Pierre Frey, and it was a big hit on the gram. So I think for me personally, that was my favorite in your house. But
also the I feel like the first thing that came to me was like the soft goods, right? Like that was, I had to tape it out by myself. Like I just like taped it out the shape, gave dimensions, had to figure out like the shot. I didn't have anyone from technical on our side because I wanted it done very quickly. So
yeah, but that company who made it is so good. Yeah. They don't even need our technical team in that sense.
But the other thing,
the upholstery items need the technical team, like 100%. It's a totally different process.
The dining table is like pretty much my baby. Like I feel like I just one day I came home from work and I was about to take the
kids. What gave you the inspiration?
I just thought about puzzle pieces and like putting things together and like tubular things.
You love
like,
puzzles.
I do love puzzles.
And I feel like every time you do wrappings and different things, there's a lot of puzzles and this and that. And
I just love the connection.
And she also like, calls one of my goats puzzle piece, even though his name is Kobe.
His name is Kobe.
She always calls him puzzle.
And we should probably show a picture of Kobe because he has a puzzle piece pattern hair on his sides.
So cute.
He's so cute. I love him. But yeah, like so even for I saved the date for getting married. It was
puzzles.
Someone had to put together a puzzle to see when the date was. So like,
yeah,
like that was very meaningful to me and like the like everything. And it was very hard. Like the engineering of that. Like the guy, the owner, and the manufacturer said, "No, we can't do that. We can't do that." I'm like, "Yes, you can."
Well, we like I said earlier in one of our other episodes, when you say no, that's like the best thing you can
say
to
us.
I'm
like, "Yes, you can because you're going to do it this way."
Or maybe it's the worst thing you can say to us because we literally don't take no for an answer.
We don't.
So in our business, though, what would be your favorite? Like at a client's house.
I don't know. There's definitely like so many. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, the bang hats are always, like, my personal favorites because, like, you literally take the space that's there and you build on that space. Like, everything's fitting.
But there's not, like, one standout.
What do you want? What are you getting at?
I don't know. No, I'm not getting at anything. I'm just thinking.
Obviously, the conversational sofas are so meaningful because it's, like, there's two purposes. There's two conversational spaces. There's two relaxing spaces. Like, even your own sofa here. Like,
well, I was going to say, personally for me, I think at my house, even though I'm obsessed with this sofa, this banquette, for every reason, especially that it's pink mohair, which is literally my favorite thing in the world.
She loves
besides
pink.
My animals. No, I don't like pink at all. my media room sofa literally
is
it seats a whole you. Plus an entire back, plus an entire side. That sofa was created, though, because in the media room, not only are you looking at five televisions, but then you have a view of the pool and you have a view of the farm. And I wanted everyone to be able to have every view, every seat for every ass that they wanted in that space.
Whether you're lying down, standing, which Barrett loves when the kids come over, they stand on.
And actually, funny enough, that sofa is in our collection for people to buy. Yeah.
And different.
And there's an
ways,
integrated table and everything. So it just serves every single purpose. Like for me, I think, well, it's also the most comfortable sofa I think I've ever sat in.
Actually, me too. Like,
do you remember when we got it? Within 15 minutes, I fell asleep.
Remember? And I have my own corner and I was like, okay, this
you
is
don't
mine.
Leave. And let's not forget that I have like 10 kids at my house every weekend. And where do they sleep? Not in their bedrooms upstairs, like in like sleeping bags, on that freaking sofa. Yeah. Like literally on that sofa, making forts. And it has been through jumping, sleeping, spilling, like
so
goats,
like,
all of it.
So my sofa looks a little worn. Bear's always like, dude, you just gotta fluff.
Yeah, exactly. Because like,
all you do.
You live in your stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta live in your, you gotta live. It bothers me so much when clients like want to live in like a glass plastic house. Like they don't want to see a scratch. They don't want to see a butt seat. They don't want to see a movement in anything. It's like these are pieces that we live in. Like, you should see a story in it. Like, you should see life. Like, it's okay.
I have something funny.
Okay, let's hear it. Very funny
to say.
Let's hear it.
So, in our conference room, talk about see forever, yes. We have these velvet velour chairs. Yeah. They're super comfortable, super...
From CB2.
They're from CB2.
Mixing highs and lows with a like $50,000 table.
Yeah, I know.
From Aronson, which is amazing.
It's amazing. But it's so funny because once you sit in the seat and then you get up, you literally see the butt cheeks.
I love it. I actually love it. Every What's time, not hotter than seeing
like,
an ass?
Sometimes I'm like this. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can literally see my whole ass.
Well.
Like, but now I don't care.
I love it. I don't know. I love it. I think it's great. I would say, going back to favorites, though, of customs, I'm, like, thinking, I honestly feel like the very first modular sofa that we did for our huge, tall client is my favorite just because that opened my eyes to possibilities. Like, not because it's the best thing that we've ever designed, but it has so much meaning. And remember the video that I took where I was showing him, like, the depth? And, like, basically my entire body was, like, the depth of the sofa.
I took the video. I remember. And we're like, see?
See how comfy it is? See how small I look in this thing? Like, I looked like a little tiny dot in the sofa.
I know. That's so crazy.
It is so, that is so fun, though.
But comfort is seriously key. Like, this might not look that comfortable.
But it actually is.
But it's so comfortable. And this is why we hang out here all the time.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of drinks and
partying. And dancing on it. I've actually slept on this a few times, too.
I'm not surprised.
Like, maybe for an hour or two, and then I get up into my bed.
And Chris is like, hello?
Yeah. Well, he's probably slept on it with me.
Yeah, I know.
No, but our custom is, I think, one of the best things that we can offer at our firm.
I agree. Because even if you don't go with our services,
they're so innovative.
You can get a sofa. Like, and you just have to give your measurements, and we can literally design a sofa for you. Or you can just go online and buy one.
Yeah, with the standards that we're giving, which are amazing standards.
Yeah.
Super deep, great seat heights, great seat backs, like all of the things. It's so tailored. It's taken us a really long time, not that long, but a good, I would say, several years to like perfect what we think is perfect for scale and for comfort. And like the fabric, for example, like you're not getting that anywhere. You're not going to get that at Restoration Hardware. You're not getting that at CB2. And that's why there is a price to the sofa, but you're having but these sofas for a lifetime.
20 years. Like it's going to last, you know. And then again, like unless you're getting like a super fun fabric or something like that, it's just going to be classic. Fabrics that we love getting... unique fabrics.
We do. Like, but it doesn't always have to be like crazy and fun. Like, we also love getting solids that we think are just like really
solids,
beautiful.
That's very saleable. But on the other hand, if you want a statement piece, and this is, like I said, this is, you know, the jewel of that or the star of that room, you can get that sofa and it's going to last you forever.
Yeah. I think one of the cool things about creating custom is really pushing our own boundaries and like creativity. And obviously, it's really easy to get, like, stuck in a rut and kind of – we see the same things all the time on Instagram. Like, I feel like lately there's a lot of repeat design happening right now that's
– we steer
it's
away.
Really beautiful, but it's the same. And everyone wants this, like, muted English grandma style, and there's nothing wrong with it. Again, there's a C for everyone's.
Yeah.
But – I think I'm bored, you're bored. I know you and I are bored. And that's where I think
we start looking at like ceiling details
and putting those into our custom pieces.
Yeah. So like we look highly outside of the box. Like we're not looking at a sofa and being like, oh, okay, we're gonna get inspiration from there. We're looking at
everything,
art, nature.
Well, like for example, there was a sofa the other day that we were tailoring for the line, and I had the girls pull up this this nightstand though that I had seen, and I was like, let's add that to like the base. Again, like you said, it doesn't just have to come from like an upholstery piece, but in terms of like inspiration that you and I pull from, like obviously Instagram is always first. Like we're heavily on Instagram, as you know, and there is great inspiration on Instagram Pinterest is always good.
Yeah, Pinterest is like
and travel. Yeah, like travel. Travel's like huge, which we have a really exciting trip coming up. Christina and I and our husbands. I know I feel bad for them, but they're gonna have the best time ever. We're going to Milan for the design show. We're going to Paris.
We're celebrating our 10-year. We always said that we were going to do this.
Yep.
And guess what?
We are. We're doing it. We're going to Milan. We're stopping in Switzerland so Chris can go to the Rolex store.
That's all he wants to do.
Even though he's not like, buying
that's
shit.
How I'm going to celebrate my
I'm going to be like, you're getting the Folex. And then we're going to Paris. We're going to Paris. I mean, he already has one. He's good. A real one, Minnie. But then we're going to Paris and we're going to go to the fleas, and that's where we're also going to find a shit ton of inspiration for the next line.
Like a ton. Just kidding.
No. But we do find so much inspiration in so many avenues, and also like, I don't know, just day to day, like, and fashion. Fashion's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Fashion is huge.
I was talking about that earlier. I feel like fashion really coincides with interior design. I mean, we don't do like trends, but we actually kind of make the trend into a classic.
Yeah.
So we take the trend and we make it timeless. So the trend of fashion meets interiors. Like that's what we're all about.
Yeah. Because trends obviously come and go. And we always say that like, if you really, really, really love something, it's not trendy then to you. Like, for example, you and I have clothes and bags that we've been wearing for longer than we've been with our husbands.
Yeah.
And
mine are kind of falling apart. Like, well, literally, like the Louboutin.
Go get it fixed.
Some things are not.
But anyways, it doesn't matter. Trendy or not, if you love it, who the fuck cares? But going back to customs, a lot of people get scared about customs and they think that, oh, that just means it's super, super, super expensive.
It's not.
I think when you are, not even I think, I know when you're a designer and you're designing for a client, you gotta have these healthy conversations about money up front. You have to manage your clients' expectations, and you also need to work within their budgets, because I don't care how rich your client is, everyone's got a number they don't wanna go above. So stay tuned for our next episode when we talk about how to manage clients' expectations and their budgets and having those real conversations.
Yeah, those real conversations.
Those scary, real, good, deep convos.
Once they say they don't have a budget, you're already over.
Yeah.